Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mufti Hassan Ali Suleiman, hope you're well this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah.
We've got 5 minutes and I want to speak on this here, the Superman movie that's out. I'm not promoting the movie, but I mean, you know, our whole focus always is, we love Palestinians, we love Palestine, our Muslims there, but we don't worship Palestine. You can't worship Palestine. And that's where we're going wrong again. So the Superman movie, to sit in a cinema, as one of our seniors told us this weekend, a youngster will go, eat popcorn, watch the Superman movie, and because it's got little, but they don't even say Palestine in the movie or whatever, but it's got that whole scene and it's like sort of supporting them. Now, to give a review on something, you've got to have watched it. So we've got Radio Islam who's given a review on it. And basically, moreover on this is, this youngster is going to come out thinking, I supported Palestine. India has taken out certain parts of this movie, this new Superman, because they've got kissing parts in it. And here in South Africa, we've got groups saying, no, excellent movie. And they're saying, we're surprised that it's actually not been put down, this great piece of work.
It reminds me of back in the 90s, Robin Hood. There was a movie called Robin Hood, and it had a Muslim in it. And the Muslims back then, the Sunni Muslims back then, were running to the to watch the movie because the Muslim was portrayed in a good light. Okay, so they were saying similar to this that the church, the Catholic Church and the Christian churches, they protested against the movie because it made Christians look bad and it made Muslims look good. So that they encouraged the imams and whatever were encouraging Muslims to go support the movie. It's the same thing. The same thing. History repeats itself. Okay, and so what people don't realize is you can Google it or you can ask your AI. Who invented Superman or who created Superman? The two Jewish teenagers. Okay, and when I was in America, they had a poll or a list of the 100 top Jews of all time. Okay, and Musa alayhi salam and others, Einstein and some others. Okay, and although it wasn't included in the list, all right, but as a joke though, a lot of Jews said Superman should be included as one of the top 100 Jews of all time. All right, because as Clark Kent disguises himself, Superman disguises himself as Clark Kent, and he does good for the community and everything, but no one knows about it, and he's away from his home, okay, because Jews are away from Israel, right? So he made all these things that the Jews look at Superman as like one of theirs. Okay, so there's no, and Hollywood is created and run by Jews. So there's no way they really believe that Superman is against the genocide that's going on in Gaza. But it's just a way to make money. All right, they're making more money of it. The Jews play both sides of the fence, like America does. They'll give guns to Taliban and they'll give guns to, you know, the other people and then watch the two fight and kill each other. So it's a joke. Obviously, people don't know anything about the history of Superman. It was invented by Jewish teenagers. Okay? And Jews look at him as a Jew.
It's interesting what you've said there.
Okay?
Yeah.
And but most of the Hollywood studios are owned and run by Jews. So, okay, yeah, let's put this out.
Oh, wow, wow.
Okay, let's cause a controversy, and everybody will pay money for it.
Mm.
Okay, and people who don't normally look at these cartoon movies, they will still come.
Mm.
You know, one thing that made Muhammad Ali, the boxer, one thing that made him a genius was people came to his fights for opposite reasons. The blacks and Muslims came to his to root for him, and the white people came and paid money to root against him.
Mm.
But everybody was paying money, and he became a millionaire. Okay, and the Jews are the same way. Okay, how long has this war been going on? Alleged war, this conflict has been going on. Okay, so they're just capitalizing off of it.
Hmm.
Okay, was it a Muslim that made the movie? The Jewish people made the movie.
Hmm.
They're going to make it against their own people? No, it's not going to happen. But look how it's number one for so many weeks. It was the number one movie.
Hmm.
So there you are.
I've just, I was just alarmed to see exactly as you've said it. I've got the post. Whoever wants it, you can send me a message and we'll share it with you. The post reads here, a Jewish independent non-profit, and it's under, you can see this is a Jewish website. 10 Jewish things you probably didn't know about Superman. And exactly as you've said it, it recently was out there, Superman's birthday and the rest, but it is exactly the names and everything. Whoever wants this particular post, send me a message 081-352-8375 and we'll share it with you. Mufti Saab, Jazakumullah Khair, and really it was something we didn't know. I don't think many people didn't know this, yeah, and we appreciate it.
Mic drop moment.
Yeah, so so we will also put it on the websites, inshallah, in that. But inshallah, we'll speak more on this and other issues tomorrow, inshallah. So Tuesday and Wednesday now, right? Just remember, Tuesday and Wednesday, right. We have you from 8:30 to 9, inshallah. And our listeners also will know this, inshallah. Make dua for us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.